Today, another quick look back at our partnership with StoryCorps. It was 10 years ago this month that WABE partnered with StoryCorps Griot to record the voices, experiences, and life stories of African Americans here in Atlanta. Today, one of those conversations with Muriel Durley, who spoke with her husband, Gerald. He talks about life as a college student and his first experience with racism. It happened at Tennessee State in Nashville. He'd moved there from Colorado and had just enrolled to play basketball.
I'll never forget the first time that I went downtown to a department store. I went into that store. Here I was, all city, all state basketball. Walked in, and I wanted to purchase a hat. I went in, I tried the hat on, but it was too small. When I took the hat and gave it back to the sales lady, and she looked at me and said, "That will be $6.50. I said, "I can't give you $6.50. The hat's too small. Let me try another." She said, "Don't try another hat on." I said, "But this hat's too small." She said, "Sir, give me the $6.50 and get out." I said, "I'm not getting out, and I'm not going to give you." I said, "Call the manager." The manager came and looked me in the face. "Sir, what's the problem?" I said, "This lady's trying to make me purchase a hat that's simply too small for my head." He turned to the lady and said, "You can't make him purchase a hat that's too small." And I looked at her, and she looked back at me and said this, "Sir, you've got to pay for that hat." So the manager looked at me and simply said, "How do you know the hat's too small?" And I said, "Well, when I tried it on." He took the hat, slapped me, and said, "Nigga, don't you ever, as long as you live, ever come in this store again." Slapped me, threw me out, took the money out of my pocket. And I went on crying back across North Nashville, past Fisk, past Meharry, to Tennessee State, and wanted to tell the coach, "I'm leaving the South." This was my freshman year, 18 years old, and I was ready to leave this. I had never been so crushed. So you see, that was a major turning event as to the rude awakening 47 years ago and the hate that someone had for me who didn't even know me.
I remember you saying that you, even at that time, met some of our great civil rights leaders at my school.
That's right. None of us were, I don't think, talking about the civil rights movement. And I tell a lot of young people now, we were 18 years old. Old people did not implement the movement, nor did they sustain it. I came down to Fisk University because there was a flyer that went down and said that there were several men coming to Fisk University to talk about the conditions in Nashville. But the back door opened and five men came in. And I looked at two of the men, and they were my same age. One of the men's name, he was just 18 or 19 at the time. His name was John Lewis. The other's name was Julian Bond. The two old guys with them, they were like, one of them was 28 years old, and we thought he was old. His name was Andrew Young, and the other was Hosea Williams. The other person that was standing with them was a man by the name of Martin Luther King. Now, remember, this was 5 years after the boycott there in Montgomery, and he began to talk about the Greyhound bus station, the Trailways bus station, the movie theaters. And I had just gone through the experience down there at Kane Sloan's department store. And so I was prime, and I began to see what's really important in life. And as I tell people, young people in particular, all the time, you might go to a meeting, you might go to hear a speech thinking about one thing, and when you're there, certain circumstances will happen and change your entire course of life. That was a major turning point in my life, the event at the department store, and then two or three days later at Fisk University. And it has not changed now in 47 years what it is that I'm supposed to do.
That was Gerald Durley speaking with his wife, Muriel. He went on to become a doctor and a pastor. And when we talked to him last week, he said, "The cause we fought for then is just as viable now." Gerald Durley was 18 at the time of that incident. He'll turn 75 this May. Today's story was edited and produced by Melissa Terry and David Barriswain, and we're hoping that you'll share your own story. Learn how at wabe.org/StoryCorps.